Business owner Stan Nord says he decided to run for Normal Town Council in part because of how the town offers incentives to help certain types of businesses, particularly those in Uptown, over others. GLT's Eric Stock has more with Stan Nord.
Hadn't been in politics, really didn't pay too much attention to it, but over the past few years, I've gotten to pay attention more and more, and seeing how the town is spending our money and things that they're doing has just kind of upset me. I would get in conversations with other people who were talking about politics, and what I realized was the people I'm talking to, we're talking and there's no action, nothing's changing. So I'm just wasting energy just talking about politics and what I think the town should do, what I'm not happy with them doing. And I wanted to get in a position where I could actually make a difference and have that energy go somewhere productive and beneficial. My family's got deep roots here. I've got deep roots here. I want this to be a place that when my kids decide they want to raise a family, they want to come back here too.
Can you give me some examples of items that you are not pleased with?
Oh, absolutely. One that I think a lot of folks have a common thread with is these economic incentives that the town is calling them for these Uptown Normal buildings. These Uptown Normal buildings that they're putting in, they're calling these incentives economic development incentives. But what they are doing, they're bringing in buildings which are providing office space, retail space, and luxury apartments that we are subsidizing over a third of the cost. For office space, there is no shortage of office space in this community. This first building that they put up, the only office tenant in there is the town of Normal. The whole first floor is not even utilized. It's not even built out yet. Then the top floors are luxury apartments. $1,700 for a one-bedroom, up to $4,800 for a three-bedroom, and we're subsidizing it. These are luxury apartments. The government should not be subsidizing luxury apartments. And they're calling this economic incentives. The businesses that are coming in are not adding any economic gain to the community.
How so?
Well, it costs us, on the first one, we had about $15 million worth of incentives that we gave. The luxury apartments that are coming in, there's no economic benefit for that. We're giving away all the money for that. We're fully subsidizing luxury apartments for people that can afford, well, $4,800 is the equivalent of a $700,000 house. We should not be subsidizing that. There's no net economic gain there. The town is renting the office space. There's no net economic gain there. There is no retail that's come into that building, so there's no sales tax that's coming from that. This is all being built because of a program that was designed in the late 90s that said we should build the town and have these mid-rise buildings with mixed space, with office, retail, and housing. And it's just not working in this economy. They built this years ago, and it's still vacant. And we're doing another one, yet another one. And the money that they're giving away is directed for our schools. They're giving away property tax. Property taxes are collected and mainly directed to the schools to fund the schools. And they're giving away money that goes to educate our kids for essentially corporate welfare. These businesses have come in and said it is not profitable for us to build these buildings unless the town subsidizes it.
And to clarify, these are property tax rebates, money that they would be foregoing for the benefit of these projects rather than money they are simply writing a check for, just to clarify. There have been some other incentives they've offered for other big projects in the community. Portillo's and Rivian Automotive are a couple that come to mind in recent years. I'd like to get your thoughts on those.
Yes. There are basically two different types of businesses. We've got our economic engine businesses, which are businesses that are here, they hire local, and they bring in most of their money and revenue from out of the area. Those businesses would be like a Mitsubishi Motor, Mitsubishi. You know, Rivian would be one of those. State Farm would be one of those. Firestone, our local universities are those. They hire local and they bring in money from out of the area. Those are businesses that we should be trying to attract. When you have those businesses, they create what I call byproduct businesses. There's all these businesses that come about to support those, whether it's people that make seats for the automotive industry, whether it's people that bend tubes, you know, all these support industries come about to support these economic engine companies. Then you've got all the people that work at these companies. These people need a place to live. So we've got the whole housing market that comes about because of that. The people need groceries. So we've got the whole grocery industry. We've got the people want entertainment. They want a place to go eat. So we've got restaurants, entertainment. These all these byproduct businesses are the ones that are here solely because we've got these big economic engines. The town is not focusing their money on attracting these economic engine businesses. They're focusing their money on trying to attract these restaurants, retail. Rivian was not one that the town went out and attracted and brought in. Rivian came because they wanted the internal parts and machinery that Mitsubishi had left. The same with Brandt Industries. Brandt came because of the business that was here. The town did not go out and solicit them. The ones that the town has gone out to solicit are ones that are these byproduct businesses that would not be here without these engine businesses.
We continue on Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Stan Nord, candidate for Normal Town Council. There are several organizations that work on economic development that the town works with, including BN Advantage and the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council. The town invests in both of those groups. How effective do you feel they have been in attracting and retaining business?
I am so glad you asked that question. I have met with these groups. I have had my business that I wanted to expand in here have met with these groups. The folks at the McLean County Economic Development Group, they are fantastic. I cannot tout them enough. But what they do is they can tell you based on where your property is at, here are the incentives that are there. If you're in an economic development zones, here's what you get. If you're in a TIF district, then you have to get handed off to the town. That is where things start to break down. There's a disconnect between what the town thinks is a good business and what I guess really is a good economic driver business. The town looks mainly at retail sales tax dollars. Is this business bringing retail sales tax dollars? They don't look at it from a point of view as, say, in manufacturing. They don't bring in much retail sales tax dollars because they're building stuff and the stuff is being sent out elsewhere to be sold. That is a disconnect. The Small Business Development Group over at Wesleyan, fantastic people again as well. They help people fill out paperwork and do things, but then at some point they have to hand it off to the town, and that is where things break down.
As a town council member, should you be elected, how would you work to remedy that in your view?
To remedy it, there's misconceptions, there's assumptions that the town council has, which are not in practice what's going on. I would, as a town councilman, stop assuming that what we think is happening is actually what is happening. I would have direct contact or make sure somebody on town council has a direct contact with people at each of these groups, that it does not filter and things get lost in the communication chain.
You think that the ball is being dropped at the bureaucratic level then? Or is it a legislative level?
Well, an example might be easy. The town of Normal, or maybe not the town of Normal, but we hear all this advertising about small business. Normal wants to attract small business to the town. We want these businesses because we know that that's going to grow our economy. Yet we have no economic incentive packages for small business. So through my conversations with other economic development groups for moving my business, I found that there were some base economic packages that say all of Livingston County has. And I talked with other economic development groups too and found out packages that they had. So I go to the town council. Well, actually, I tried to set up a meeting with the mayor. He was out, so I met with the mayor pro tem and sat down with him and showed him all the competition we have, because I don't want to move elsewhere. I want to be here because this is where my family is. But anyway, I was more worried about all the business we're losing and all the competition that's out there. So I showed him these packages. And Livingston County has got a base package for whether you're going to do something new construction or expand an existing business. And I was showing him this stuff, and he said, oh, well, we have that. We've had that for over 10 years. And I was like, well, the folks at the EDC, the county EDC, they don't know about this. The Town of Normal's EDC folks, they don't know about this. They flat out said that there are no programs for small business. But yet you're telling me that there's one? So there's a disconnect, because the town councilman has been here for years, and he just expected that this was a base package that was being used. when in actuality it was not being used.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Normaltown Council candidate Stan Nord. What do you think of the proposed multi-sports complex that a consultant presented to Bloomington and Normal as a potential economic engine, but one that would require a significant amount of public investment?
The sports complex, I see other communities that have got sports complexes that have done well. West Peoria, on the west side of Peoria, they've got a baseball sports complex. That is largely done with private funds, and they have made it successful. I believe that Bloomington Normal can do the same thing, but we need to make it something where it's profitable for a for-profit company to come in and invest money in it. We should not be having the taxpayers build this.
If we could talk about a couple of competing projects and priorities the town has on the horizon, but nothing specific at this point. A new library, possibly a library expansion. What do you think of the possibilities there?
I'm so glad you brought that up. This is a golden opportunity that both towns have. I think it is. In my history of being here, I don't know that we've ever had two projects that both towns want to do at the same time. Bloomington Normal both have libraries that they're both talking about expanding. There's been a change in libraries. Libraries are not just a place where we go to check out books. That's happening less and less. If you talk with the folks at the library, they even say this. They're becoming more of a community center. So if we were to combine resources, both towns are talking about, let's say, for example, building a $20 million library. If we combined resources to build one community center where we had all kinds of activities for the young, seniors, and still supplied books and all these other different things that a community center can offer, if both towns are considering spending, say, $20 million, if we combine resources together and each town, say, save $5 million, spend $5 million less, and each one spend $15 million, now we can build a library / community center that is $30 million. That is a bigger facility than any one town can do at once. We already share services in other places. Our schools cross boundaries, so there's no reason we can't make this work, too.
The town council was known for being a pretty cohesive group. How do you think you'd fit into that group, and do you think it needs a bit of new blood and new thinking?
I do think it needs new blood. something that has always puzzled me is that the town council votes unanimously on lots of things, on big issues that divide the town. I don't feel that there's active representation of the town, because if our town is this divided on incentives for uptown Normal, but yet the entire council is voting unanimously, then there is a disconnect.
Stan Nord runs a storage company in Bloomington. He's among eight candidates running for one of three at-large seats on the council next spring. Hear other candidate interviews at WGLT.org. Nord spoke with GLT's Eric Stock.